from what we had last week. Last week, we read over here that there was this Khuzarite king, this Khuzar king, who's known as the Khuzari. That's where the name of the Sefer comes from. So this Khuzarite king, he had this dream. He had tried his best to live a most noble life. He had a dream, and the dream came three times, where he was told by a malach, he was told that kavonos chorutzuyo, your intention is well accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ma'secho, your actions, your behavior is eino rutzuyo, isn't acceptable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he decided to go and seek out which is the correct faith. So who did he go to? He had the choice that he's got were either the philosophers or to speak to the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews, and within the Yidden, there's the Karoim, and there's, of course, authentic Judaism. So these were the ones. So first of all, he went to the philosopher, and that's what we saw last week. And the philosopher told him that, yes, we accept that God exists, but the philosopher said that we believe that God doesn't have any impact, can't affect what's going on a daily basis. There's nothing to daven to God for because he can't respond. He didn't create man. Man was always there. He's just an evolving, ever-existing entity, and so is nature. Nature just reproduces, and that's where it is. God is a being that lacks nothing, has everything that he needs, is not in any way lacking, is completely perfect. And our mission in life is to perfect our character traits by using any set of rules that you like. But it's got to be a set of rules that you agree to be subservient to. That subserviency and that agreeing to follow and to bow your head to those set of rules, that will polish your character traits so much so that will lead a person to the highest levels. And the conscience was mentioned as a mode of connection to God, and that is something that guides a person, and following the rules, polishing one's character traits, that is the purpose of life. Well, the Khuzari, and this is where we finished off. So the Khuzari, who is completely open-minded, impartial, and seeking for the MS, he turns around and he said to the philosopher, but this can't be right, because I have had a message from Hashem which says that although your intentions are good, but your actions are no good. And according to you, you can choose any set of rules as long as you follow them. Therefore, why would Hashem be not pleased with what I'm doing? I am following to the best of my ability. I am trying to behave as nobly and correctly as I can. So therefore, what you're telling me, philosopher, said the Khuzari, doesn't in any way help me. It doesn't address, it can't be right. It doesn't answer why I keep getting these messages from Shomayim. And anyway, said the Khuzari, you also haven't explained to me if according to you, as long as you follow any set of rules, that's okay. Why do we have the Christians and the Muslims killing each other and killing other people who don't agree to follow their faith? Why would they be doing this if you can follow any set of rules? And that's where, and the philosopher answered, and that's where we ended off. He said, quite right, in Bedas HaPilosophis, in the philosopher's religion, there is no room, ein mokum larigas odom, for killing anybody else, avo emunosoi, for the sake of one's faith. Beinim hi notzrus, whether it's Christianity, beinim hi Islam, whether it is, whether them Muslims who follow Islam, ki magamas chayehem, because the purpose of their life, ki chayim hamudrochim api hakoros sichlis, is living your life using reason and logic and following a set of rules. who cares what set of rules it is? That's what the philosopher answers. The Khuzari responds, and this is where we continue. So the Khuzari responds, and the Shalom Aleichem, welcome to all those who've joined the Matzari Shabbos Chabura, who weren't previously there. And the Khuzari responds, and the Khuzari says in Ois Dalad on page 17, if you've got the same, but it's anyway, it's Ma'amar Rishon Ois Dalad. He says, V'chirat b'dovo zeh, he says, Mu'uvosim bali hadosos al pnei ha'igoyim. Is this the only problem that you've got with those religions of others who are killing other people in order to, because they don't join their religion? He says, do the philosophers have any virulence more than the truth? He says, he says, more than details of the faiths of religions. Says the Khuzri to the philosopher, you and your cronies, that you're not anywhere near as good as the other faiths, because they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the Shesh Yesimei Breishis, the 6 days of creation. And all other faiths, apart from you philosophers, believe v'sha'asibah ha'rishayna medaberes im ben Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to people, communicates, lamrois roime musoi, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loftiness relative to us, nonetheless, he says, miyedias proti advarim shemaronim moisei apilosufim. He says, that's very different to the way that you, he says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so lofty, but Hashem is certainly it's certainly very aware of all the details of things that the philosophers say that makes him above everything else, even though, in other words, as we say in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magbil Oshoves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits up on high, but nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpili Lirois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself, so to speak, to see what's going on and involved in everything that goes on, Bashomayim Uvaretz. Uma Tispali, Shehamamin Beboire Olam Umachadshoi. Why are you so surprised, Mr. Philosopher, that somebody who believes in the creator of the world, that he didn't just create the world, but he is constantly renewing it, as we say in our davening every day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, Margish HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, and no hatstoko laharig es chaveroi. So these people who are who have religion, they feel that there's some justification in going around and bumping off people. In Boirezer, why do they think this way? Because they think that Boirezer, this creator, Sivohu, commanded him laharig es kol hamamres tavorov, commanded him to kill all those who rebel against his words. So, therefore, this is what the Khuzari is saying to the philosopher. Umin adin hoyo, it should be, shelefi goydel ma'ase apilosim chachmosom, according to the great acts of the philosophers and their wisdom, ubischus hayosim anshi emes, and of course in the merit of these philosophers being men of truth and men seeking truth, surely these philosophers who are aiming for perfection, to perfect themselves, and you, Mr. Philosopher, the way you describe you and your crew, that you are clinging to spirituality and to conscience and to good deeds. So, tianavua shoyre aleihem. Why do you philosophers not have prophecy, nevuah, residing upon you? Yesupa aleim niflois. Why is nobody telling stories about philosophers' wonders as great people who have ability to perform miraculous acts. The covered, the tehillah, ya'atrein, issue honor and praise should be crowning them, the philosophers. Ve'ilu amatziyasi, says the Kuzari, the truth matter is, she'afilu ha'chaloim esu'amitim, even true dreams, einom nachas ha'pilosofim. The philosophers don't even have prophetical dreams. Elo nachalosom sheleile, the people who are having these dreams with connections with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are only those who have not in any way got involved in the intellectual acrobatics of and the academia of philosophy. He says, well, in contrast, these philosophers who are busy in delving in the chokhmah, the academia and the intellectual acrobatics of philosophy, he says, they are completely separated and divorced of any of these foretold high levels of connection with Hashem, of abilities to perform miracles, of messages from Hashem, he says. Says the Kuzari, the Kuzarite king, v'zeh moira, this shows me, that the soul of a person and the reception of an abundance of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, soid acher, it must be a different secret from what you, the philosopher, have told me. Basically, the Kuzari is signing off with the philosophers and saying to them, sorry, but you just don't live up to the mark. What you've said, it doesn't work. It doesn't explain why I'm getting messages and dreams from Hashem. It doesn't explain why you philosophers are not regarded in any shape or form, or you have no legacy of greatness whatsoever. It's purely an intellectual acrobatics. There's no greatness there at all. And according to your own recipe, you should be elevated people who are clearly above, a cut above everybody else. Therefore, says the Kuzari king in his search for the MS, it isn't with you. La'acha havikuach ma'pilasuf, continues the Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, after this debate with the philosopher, gom la machshava b'lev ha'kuzari, the Kuzar king, he had another thought. He said the following, eshal es ha'notzrim, I'm going to ask the Christians, the Hamuslimim and the Muslims. Ki ein sofik, said the Kuzar king. There's no doubt. She echod mishne hamasim ho'ele heim horitzu labore. One of Christianity or Islam, one of the two are going to be what Hashem really wants. Ve'es hayehudim, what about the Jews? What about the Jews? Choshav ha'kuzari, the Kuzar king thought, ein ma lisho. There's nothing to ask. Why? He must speak only ha'uvdo, says the Kuzar king. It's enough the fact shehem b'miut, that the Jewish nation are numerically very few, ubeshifrus, they're regarded as being very insignificant and lowly, ako moyasim bohem, everybody's despised them and written them off. Sheim ma'aseim ritzuim labura, fascinating. Their actions don't seem to be what HaKadosh Baruch was looking for. Why? Because Hashem has sent them into exile, and therefore, clearly, they're out of favor. Therefore, the Kuzar king, the Korol Chochom Michachmei HaNotzrim, first, the Kuzar king called over a Christian scholar. V'sha'alos, and he asked him, Al Hashkafosov Hadatios, what are his religious fundamentals? Umase mitzvosov, and his list of good deeds that a Christian has to do. Onole hachochom, so the Christian scholar answered the Kuzakim. Ani mamin, I believe, she'abrio kulam uchudeshes, sheishes yimei amase. I believe that the whole world was created from scratch in the 6 days of creation. Al yedei haboirei sparach, by God, Shehu Kadmoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Kadmoin Lakoil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there before anything and everything. B'chol HaChevro HaYinush Enush is the entire man race of mankind. Mitzeh Tzoy HaAdam HaRishon. Not like the philosopher. It's always been going on, and it's a natural involvement from going back into infinity, going back forever. No. Adam HaRishon, says the Christian to the scholar, to the Kuzar king, he was the first human being. And then afterwards, it was the offspring of Noach. This creator, he didn't just create us, but Mashkiach al-Bruov, he is watching over and he is involved in his creation's lives. Miskasha livnei Adam, he connects with people. Nigle, he reveals himself, umisroel le'neviov, and makes himself known and seen to his prophets, the Chasidov, and his pious people, medabe imam, and speaks to them. Koitsev al oivrei v'tseinu, he gets cross with those who transgress his will. Umerachim, and he has pity, and is compassionate al oisav v'tseinu to those who do his will. Behu sheichim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides b'seich ha'om ha'rot su'iloi, amongst the people who are in favor with him. Shebocha mehamoin b'nei Adam, he chose many people, or many peoples. Kololo shel Dova, says the Christian scholar, the rule is, ani mamin, I believe, b'chol ha'oisos v'hamoifsim v'hamosuporim, all the signs and the wonders and all the accounts, the Tanakh, in the whole of Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Asher ein lahatzel sofik b'amitosov. There's no doubt about their veracity and their truth. That's what the Christian scholar said. That's absolutely true. Why? How? Why is that? Biglal pirsumam. Because they're so publicized. It happened in front of a huge nation. And all the nations of the world knew about it at the time. And this knowledge and this evidence is something that's been around constantly for so many years. And these wonders that happened where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, he's referring to HaSinai, and it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, no doubt, and everything else. That was a revelation to a huge number of people. And it's therefore no one's going to deny, no one denies the veracity of the Tanakh. So said the Christian scholar. But as things developed, those occurrences and historical accounts in Tanakh. See, he says, Kibla ho Elohus Tsura Gashmis, said the Christian, God took on a physical form. Ba'isa l'uba v'rachma shel b'sula minasius b'nei Yisrael. And God took a form as being a fetus inside the womb of a virgin from one of the princes of from the family of the princes of Israel. Yolda Oisoi, this princess, she gave birth to him. Oisei Odom, he says, Lamare Ho'ayin, it was a visibly born a baby, he says. Avol Be'emes, the truth of the matter is, Hoyo Eloiha Nista. The godliness, the fact that he was God, was hidden. But Novi, Shaluach Benira, he says, a Novi was sent visibly. So, Eloa Shaluach Benista. And he says, but it was God who was sent in disguise. This is the Moshiach, who was called the Son of God. Who ho'av v'haben? This is what we mean when we talk about the Father, the Son, v'hu ruach hakodesh, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. But Afim Yalib, well, this was written by Yehuda Levi. It's all safe, perfectly safe. This is how we go. But Af, he says, Im Yale al Shoneinu, even if we talk about Hashilush, the Trinity, Mikol Lokum, Choshvim Onu, Oisei Be'emes Le'echot. We really think it's all one. He says, who is this? Onu Ma'aminim Bo, we believe in, he says, the one who was born. He's everything. And we believe that this is the one that he put his divine presence amongst Bnei Israel as a covenant for them. When Hashem's divine presence was over them, everything they believe in, everything Mamad Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put his Zayde Shechina over Klal Yisrael, ad, until Shemordu Hamuneim B'Mashiach Zeh, when they rebelled against this Moshiach, the Toluhu, and they hang him, they hanged him, he says, Umeyaz from then, Hishtane Klapeim Yachas Hashem, God's relation to them has changed. Behukayas alam Yisrael, he's cross with the Jewish people. The rotzen, he says, the rotzen Hashem and the desire of God of our Oz. Then it transferred liyachidim to individuals shaholchu achar Moshiach who followed this Moshiach. Achakach leumos haholchus achar liyachidim ele, and afterwards the nations who followed these individuals. Ba'onu mehem. And we come from them. But afshe lefi ayachas, onu, lo mizera Yisrael, even though according to that relationship and that yichus, that lineage, we're not from the prodigy of Klal Yisrael at all. So how can we claim? Becholzos, ru'uyim onu likore, we are befitting to be called Bnei Yisrael. Yose mehem, more than them, because they went and killed this chappy, Mipnei Sha'onu Olchim, Achad Divrei Moshiach, with following the words of the Moshiach, the Talmidei Yeshu, and the disciples of Yoshki, Hoyu Mipnei Yisrael, they were Jewish, all right, Shnei Mosa, they were 12 disciples of Yoshki, the Mokim HaShvatim, they were in place of the Shvatim, a recreation of the Jewish people, the Chaka Holchu Am Rav Mi Bnei Israel. Afterwards, many Jewish people followed Achash Nemosa Talmid of Eilu, these twelve disciples of Yoshki Shahoyu. He says they were like Kaseir, like yeast Shehichmitz, which fermented the Hichshe Sauma Hanoitzris Kula, made the whole of this. Christian nation rise, and kach nasinu onu, that's how we were made. Ru'im lamalus b'nei Yisrael, we're befitting for that added edge of Klal Yisrael over the nations of the world. Ki nitan lonu hakoach lishlok ba'olam, we've been given the power to be able to rule over the world. Kol ha'umos nikrois, all the nations of the world have been summoned to come and join this belief. Mitzvahs le'dovik bo, it is a command to belong and be part of it. L'gadel ul'romim es ha-moshiach, to elevate and to exalt this Moshiach. Ul'fayeh semen atzlav, and to wonder and give great respect to this to the cross. Uhu ha'etz, that is the tree shenitla lov, the wooden cross that he was hung upon. Achukim v'mishpatim shelanu, our statutes and commandments, heim mishimon echaver, they're from Saint Stephen, I suppose, something like that, whatever Shimon is. Noisav lohem chukim min haTorah, we've added various statutes from the Torah. Sha'onu loim dimoisav, that we study. In Sophic by Mitosa, there's no question about it that the Torah is, that he says that this new set of law, the New Testament, is absolutely true. him, and it comes from God. The Kosov, but Ungliyon midevrei Mashiach, it was written, I don't know what Ungliyon is, from the words of Yoshki, the Bossi Listo Mitzvah, Mitzvah's B'nai Israel. I didn't come along in any way to dismantle any of the mitzvahs of B'nai Israel, Umoshe, Nevion, their prophet. Avo Bossi Lachazkom Ulamtsom, I've come to strengthen and to bolster it. That's what quotation from Yoshki. So what does the Kuzza king have to say about this? The Kuzza king says, Ein Hasfora. I'm getting a bit scary. This is a shir on Christianity. I'm getting a bit nervous here. But the Kuzari does the job for us. So the Kuzza king says like this, Ein Hasfora no semis. He says, logic just can't fathom this, he says. Shedvorim Eila Amitim Hein. He says, logic, impartial logic, just can't get a grip on this, that what you're telling me is true, has any truth to it. The yes, Al Cain, said the Kuzza king, more than that, Hasvara Nogedis, actually, logic goes against the Mitziusam Shel Tofa Ois Eila to the fact of these various occurrences that you talked about, God taking a physical figure and landing up as the fetus of a virgin and lots of nonsense like this, he says. Ach kasher hanisoyen v'harayas, he says, ya'amsu uvdus elu, he says. He says, but, he says, where experience and hard cemented proofs, ya'amsu uvdus elu, he says, if you would have hard fact that could actually back up what you're saying, that these things really happened, until a person really believes it completely. If you've got hard facts and hard evidence that doesn't leave the intellectual mind any room but to accept what you're saying. And then, elo lahamin, you just got to believe, bedovo shehispare etzlo, with what has been clarified by clear testimonies of fact. Oz, then, says the Kuzza king, yevakesh odom limtsoi hesber, then the person will be left with no choice but to find some explanation. Le'emuna, it says, with this, about this faith, berayas hegyonos v'derech ha-hekesh, with finding, he says, a logical proofs which work in a comparison, by association. V'yikba b'daito, in which case a person would be able to fix in their mind, lat lat, bit by bit, uvdus elu, that these things which seem unbelievable really happened. V'yikari v'sichlo es ha-dova sh'hoya rochik, says the Kuzza king, that's what it would take. And then, although this is far-fetched from any reality, but if you would have hard facts and clear testimonies that would all point to this is really what happened, so then he said, then says the Kuzza king, I would have to take something which is far away from something being logical, and bit by bit, I would have to accept it. Gishazu on the Moitzim ben Chokri HaTeva. This is the approach of those who look into nature. When they are told about something which happens, which is a wondrous occurrence, he says, "Terem shirua," before they see it, can't be. You couldn't have seen a flying. You couldn't have seen a shooting star. Ula achashi ruha, but after they can see it, they've experienced it themselves. Therefore, they have to accept that it's really there. Noisnim ba biu mada'i. So then, along come the scientists, and they delve into science, into nature, in order to be able to give it a scientific explanation. And they say these things happen because of the stars, any other forces that they are in Hashem's creation. There's no way that the scientists will ever deny something that they are seeing with their own eyes. Velochein, says the Kuzar king, therefore, Ani shaloi godalti min urai, I who haven't grown up from my earliest days, al birkei dasu, I haven't grown up literally on the lap of this religion. It's not something that I'm going to say, oh, this is what I've always been told, and this is the way it's been passed down from generation to generation. My mind has there's no compelling evidence. There's no evidence at all which would tell me to accept what you're saying, because it's incredible. What you're saying makes no sense. And therefore, since it makes no sense and you've got no evidence to prove it, says the Kuzar king to the Christian scholar, I feel I have an obligation to continue looking further. Where's your proof? Where's the proof? Give me some type of evidence that God became physical and landed up as a fetus in a virgin and came out and was born. And come on, this says the Kuzar king, never. Why? You haven't shown me, given me any evidence. Nobody's got any evidence. And therefore, why ever should I believe, should I perform my whole life based on something that is baseless? If you, somebody who's been born with it and believes it because that's what they've been told, that's their business. But I, who am looking, I'm searching for the truth, cannot possibly accept this. The Kuzari then turned el echo michachmei ha-muslimim. He turned to one of the Muslim scholars. And he said to them, so he asked him, what are his religious fundamentals? What are the actions that his religion requires? So the Muslim Chacham answered him and said to them, Onu ma'aminim, we believe, Uma ashrim, es yichat ha'elokim v'kad mun niyosei. We absolutely accept and we condone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first being that ever was, v'habriyo kulam chodeshes, and the whole world was created, it's new, created by Hashem. It wasn't always there. And we also say that we come from Odom and Noach, the same as the Christians have said. According to our faith, not like the Christians, we held that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, is completely devoid and divorced from all physical being. He's not a physical being at all, in any shape or form. But Afim Nimtza, B'Sifreinu, B'Tzuyim, even if we find in our books expressions, Hamagashimimim Es Hashem, that make Hashem seem to be physical, like Hashem's hand and Hashem's eye and Hashem's ear, Nevaya, we will explain Shleinemru between Eila, Rak Badera Hashela Vahavoro. They've just been mentioned, they've been mentioned in order to be able to describe. They are descriptive expressions, the Karibis Yadia Sashem Sikhleinu, to bring our Seichel close to the knowledge and understanding of Hashem. No Safazer, says the Muslim scholar. In addition to this, Onu Ma'aminim, we believe, Shesefer Torosenu, Hu HaKoran, that our book of law, which is the Koran, Midivrei Ho'eloi Kimhu, it comes from Hashem. V'eschayavnu Mekabloi, we are obligated to accept it. Why? What's the proof? How do we know? Where is the proof that we're accepted to accept it? Biglal, because Hamofes Ho'atzmi HaTomun Bo, there is a wonder, a miracle, which is within the book itself, the Quran. What is? If they she'ein adam amasuga lichtov sefer k'moisei, no human could ever have written it. It's clearly got a godly mind and a godly pen is there. No human could ever have written a work like this. Even one chapter. Our prophet, he was the last of all prophets. Mevateli came along and he annulled kol das shekod maloi, all religion that came before his. The koires kol ha'umois, and our prophet calls to all the nations of the world, litzarif l'toras Islam, to join the laws of Islam. Scha hashomer l'toirasoi, reward for those who listen. What reward is there? Hu milui mave enosh. It is the fulfillment of a man's desire to the fullest extent. Kagoin, he'll be rewarded. Achilo, shasio, eating and drinking, umishagel, and intimate relationships with women, he says. Le'acha patiro, this will happen after he dies. Keshechuzeres nishmosei legufoi, when his neshama is returned to his guf. Began Eden, kemikoidem, he says. He'll be back in Gan Eden like we were previously. And there he'll be rewarded handsomely with humanistic pleasures and desires all filled to the T. The Oynish Hamamres Piv, the punishment for those who rebel against him, his Sreifa Nitzchis, his eternal burning, the Eish Shalai Tichber, in the fire that's never going to go out. The Afyusurov, his suffering, lo yitom loilom, will never end if he rebels and goes against the teachings of the Quran. Well, we've got 2 minutes left to see what the Kuzari responds. So the Kuzar king says, im roitzim lelamed, mishu es haderach hayashor bim so es hadas. If you want to teach somebody the way, the correct way, using religion, and to clarify for him, that God truly speaks to humans, and a person says he can't believe that this is really true, says the Kuzar king to the Muslim scholar, you've got to prove it to him. But you've got to say something that was publicized, that you can't possibly refute it. And one would hope after these clarifications, his heart would be turned and tipped to believe. But you've got to bring in something which is publicized, some proof, some evidence that what you're saying is true and that you're not in fairyland. Omnom avurchem sefer teraschem ki atzmo moifes. But you yourself are saying that your own book of laws is itself wondrous. Al heyoso dvar elokim. How do you know you haven't proven that you've just said that it's so wonderful that no one else could write it? But you've got no proof it was written by God. Ve ain't sorech lemoifsim acherim. And you're saying you don't need any more proofs or wonders, but you haven't got any. Ach, kivan sha sefer kosuv aravit, he says, since the sefer is written in Arabic, ein zor kamoni, a foreigner like me, she'enoi mavin besofa zu, I don't understand Arabic. I can't yochel hakib b'mofa zeh, I can't see how wonderful it is. I can't understand the language. Because shekorim the sefer b'fnei, the sefer b'fnei b'sefa zeh, if you were to read out the Quran in front of me, I wouldn't know the difference in that and any other Arabic text. So this Muslim scholar said, Omnom, Niru al Yadei Nivienu Mofsim, but our scholars, he says, our prophets, they have been exposed to wonders. Ava Mofsim Ela, these wonders, Einim Hahuichocha Bahoraya, they're not the proof and the justification, that isn't the reason why it is incumbent upon us to accept the Quran. Says the Kuzari, Lo Minokil Yode Odom. We're nearly finished, but we've got to stop at a point. Lo Minokil Yode Odom Kiesh Laborius Kashrus in Bosov Adom. It's not going to be easy for a person to admit and to take on board that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a connection with us. It's not going to be accepted by people unless this wonder happens, which is something which is supernatural, defies the laws of nature. It has to be a wonder which clarifies for everyone. Only from the one who himself created the whole world from nothing. These types of wonders have to happen in front of many, a multitude of people. It can't be something that just whisper to whisper to whisper and some type of accepting that there's nobody behind it. There's no one there. It's got to be checked, he says. Nobody could bring any doubt. Shema, maybe yes, sub dimyan ekshofim. Maybe somebody's deluded, or maybe it's witchcraft instead of being genuinely from Hashem. Ba'alavai v'yami nefesh odem bepele godel hazeh. He says how he says it's absolutely astounding that anybody would believe this. Sheboira bria kulam ilum hazeh ilum abo Hashem, who you yourself say, you Mr. Scholar, you yourself say that Kadosh Baruch Hu created ilum hazeh and ilum abo. And his Bore Mayim Vamoiros, he created all the waters and the luminaries of the universe. Yischabe Elachoyme HaNivzal Zeh Shenikra Adam would connect with this physical entity called the human. Yedabe Emo, speak to me, Malibak Hashosav and Yishalosav, and answer. And therefore, said the says that's what he asked. Says the Muslim. Says the Islam, the Muslim scholar. If you're looking for wonders, the whole of the Torah is full of the wonders of Hashem. What Hashem did to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael, Bein Chaylik, nobody disagrees on Kol Masha Asa LeParoi. What Hashem did to Paroi, Bika Sayom, he split the sea, the Hitzel Boyas Bechirov, he saved his chosen nation, Bias Eile, and he drowned. Those Shekoas Aleim who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with the Mitzrayim, Achakach hurried lahem aboim shones amon baslov 40 years mon and slov the dibeh Moshe b'Har Sinai behemid Hashemesh Yeshua, he stopped the sun for Yeshua ba'ozaloi lilochim neged giborim, he helped him to fight against much more mighty bnei Anok, sons of giants for kodim etzkufa zu, before this. The punishments of the Mabul, the Marpinchas Stone, the Amorah, the turning over of Stone and Amorah, the Cholelu Tavorim, you're doing with Fusomim. Everyone knows this, says the Islam scholar, the Muslim scholar, he says, the Ein Lahalu Saladas. It's inconceivable. Shahoyo Bazem Maisa Orma, that this was all trickery. Oi Rakti Tatui Dimyonheim, that was surely not imagination. Says the Kuzari answers, and with this we'll finish. Roya Ani said the Kuzar king to the Muslim scholar, I can see Shani Nelatz Lisholis Hayahudim al Dasom. Everything you're saying only has the beginnings of veracity if it's based on the Jewish religion. What you're talking about, Yon was the last prophet who changed everything else. And that came from God, for which you've got absolutely no proof, no mofsim, no nothing in any shape or form. The only concrete thing you can point back to is to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael when we came out of Mitzrayim, etc. Says the Kuzar king, I can see that I have no choice but to ask the Jews about their religion. The Jews of today are the remnants of Klal Yisrael. Kiani Roya, I can see, said the Kuzar king, Sheheim Hamsham Shim Edus, they are the ones who are serving as testimony, Kocho Nemono, and as faithful proof, the Chola Dosois, to all religions. They all start off saying, yes, Hashem chose the Jews, but Hashem chose us. Who says, you say, he says, no one seen, no proof, no nothing. Says the Kuzar king, I can't. Ki yesh la boira Torah ba'aretz, that all comes from the Jews. Achar kach korah hachochom, Michachmei HaYehudim, the Chacham. Then the Kuzar king called a scholar from the Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, the Shaloi al Emunosoi, and the Kuzar king asked him about his faith to explain something to him. Imitz Hashem, all being well next week. Yes, we had to get to the stage where we could stop. But this, by the way, what they all say. All those, I've heard Rav Noach Weinberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I've heard him giving a lecture as well about this, that they all say, no one denies it. No one denies that Hashem chose us. They just come along and they say, yes, we disobeyed Hashem, we were sent out into exile, and then, bum, 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 or then, bum, 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 something else. That's all they say. Who says? No proof at all. And any proof there, they all claim that they're the new Klal Yisrael. But their whole proof to have anything to do with Hashem is based on us. Therefore, that's what the Kuzar king went to find out about. It's Hashem. All being well. Next week.
Thank you very much. Shavua Tov. Thank
you. It's all pleasure.
Yeah.